Thanks. Well, good evening.
大家晚安。
I'm glad you came.
我很高兴你们晚上有来啊。
I like being in the jungle.
我很喜欢在这个丛林的里面。
I'm still expecting a parrot to fly by.
我还是很期待一个鹦鹉会飞过去啊。
I always love to come to Taiwan.
我真的很喜欢每一次来到台湾。
And partner with Bread of Life and the other ministries here.
跟着灵粮台北灵粮堂一起合作，然后也跟着其他的不同的事工一起合作在台湾。
It's a real treat to be with Steve Backlund.
能够跟我的同工Steve Backlund 牧师一起服侍，也是一个非常享受的。
He has a lot of wonderful insights on the kingdom.
他对于神的国度有很多非常棒的一些的眼见。
And we've known each other for a long time.
我们认识彼此已经很多很多年。
How long?
多久啊？
30?
三十年。
Almost 30 years.
差不多三十年了，我们三十年的同工了。
I need to tell you something about Steve.
但是我还是需要告诉你一些关于 Steve 的事情啊。
He used to have this dog that was demon possessed.
他以前养了一只狗啊，是有邪灵附身的。
He doesn't agree with me.
他不认为我这样的说法，他不认同我这样的说法。
But this was a time in his life when he lacked discernment.
可是我觉得他那个时候的他是很缺乏辨别诸灵恩赐的。
I stayed at his house, and this dog was demon possessed.
我那时候住在他家里面的一段时间哦，他那只狗真的是有邪灵的。
There was something very seriously wrong with that dog.
那个狗有很严重的问题啊。
But even though I felt that way,
虽然我这样的感觉
，Steve still invited me back.
但是 Steve 还是邀请我回去哦。
I just had no contact with the dog.
只是我跟那只狗就没有任何的互动。
This city that he pastored in Nevada.
他那时候在内华达州，他所牧会的那个城市啊。
Is one of the most unusual towns you will ever see.
是在是一个很独特的一个城镇。
It was a mining community.
是一个他们是一个坑挖矿工啊。
And all the homes were trailer houses.
所有的房子其实都是所谓的货柜，用货柜做的房子。
And there was like 2,000 people.
然后住在那个城镇大概有2,000人。
And he faithfully pastored there for so many years.
他在那边非常忠心的牧会很多年。
We had such fun.
然后那时候我们有很好的一些时光在一起。
It was a real interesting and beautiful place to live.
那是一个非常有趣也是非常美丽的一个居住的地方。
Anyway, it's good to be here with you, Steve.
能够跟你在一起服侍真的是非常大、非常好的荣幸 ，Steve.
I think we should have some fun tonight.
今天应该有趣一点，好不好
？I think we should just laugh at about everything.
我们应该对每一件事都要笑啊。
I think I'm going to write a book that just says, "Let's laugh at everything."
我想应该写一本书，就是所有的事我们都用笑的方式来面对。
It's going to be whatever Steve forgot to say.
然后那本书就是所有 Steve 忘记写的东西，我就把它写进去。
I remember joy hitting so strong for so many years.
我记得有一段时间呢，那个神的喜乐就不断的充满在我们的教会当中。
I was with Randy Clark in Brazil.
然后有一次我跟 Randy Clark 在Randy Clark 牧师在巴西服事的时候。
And this woman got hit with laughter so hard.
然后有一位妇人呢，她就被这个喜乐的灵充满了。
Her husband was embarrassed.
她笑到一个地步，她丈夫觉得很不好意思啊。
And took her home.
然后就把她带回家。
And she laid on the floor and laughed for like 3 hours.
啊，这个妇人继续躺在地上，家里的地上，继续笑了三个小时。
The husband was more embarrassed.
然后她的丈夫就更觉得不好意思啊。
He closed all the windows and doors to the house.
他就把家里所有的窗户跟门都关上。
At the end of 3 hours.
然后在三个小时完之后
，She got up.
她起来。
And vomited a tumor.
他就吐出一个肿瘤啊。
And was completely healed.
完全得到医治。
I don't know why that surprises me.
我不知道为什么这会使我很讶异。
The Bible says laughter is good medicine.
圣经上说喜乐的心乃是良药啊。
Remember the verse that Steve read today out of Romans 14?
记得Steve 今天他所读的经文里面，在罗马书第十四章那边。
The kingdom of God is not meat or drink.
他说神的国不在乎吃喝。
It's righteousness, peace, and joy.
在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
In the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵中的喜乐。
The kingdom of God.
神的国度。
Is in the Holy Spirit.
是在圣灵的里面。
And the kingdom is manifested in righteousness, peace, and joy.
那这个国度的彰显是透过什么？是透过公义、和平跟喜乐。
In the last several decades,
在过去的十几年当中，几十年当中
，our salvation has been primarily for the forgiveness of sin.
我们过去的对咒恩的认识就是罪得赦免。
But the Bible word for salvation,
但是在圣经里面讲到的救恩。
Is the forgiveness of sin,
是包含罪得赦免
deliverance from torment,
从辖制当中得到释放
and healing of disease,
然后从疾病当中得到医治
forgiveness of sin,
不只是罪得赦免而已哦
deliverance from torment,
从搅扰当中得到释放
and healing of disease,
还从疾病当中得到医治
the kingdom of God is righteousness,
神的国度是什么？是公义
that takes care of the sin issue,
公义就解决了罪的问题。
The kingdom of God is peace.
神的国度讲到的是和平、平安。
That takes care of the torment issue.
平安讲到的是我们里面的搅扰的问题都解到解决了。
The kingdom of God is joy.
神的国度也讲到的是喜乐。
Laughter is good medicine.
喜乐的心乃是良药。
That takes care of the healing issue.
它解决了我们身体疾病的问题。
And the Lord wants us to be saved.
神要我们得救。
All the way saved.
是全人的得救。
We have eternal life.
我们拥有永生。
But he longs for us to taste of eternal life now.
可是他渴望我们现在就可以尝到永恒的生命。
Forgiveness of sin.
包含的是罪的赦免。
But also the deliverance of all torment.
而且从各样的辖制里面，各样的搅扰当中得到释放。
And the healing of all disease.
然后从所有的疾病当中得到医治。
And that is the gospel of the kingdom.
这就是神国度的福音。
The Bible says that the gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached.
然后圣经告诉我们，天国的福音要传遍天下。
In the whole world.
传遍天下。
And then the end will come.
然后末世才会来到。
Look in the gospels.
我们来看福音书里面。
When the gospel of the kingdom was preached.
然后在福音书里面，神的福音传扬出去的时候。
There was healing and deliverance.
我们就看见医治、释放就发生。
That prophecy tells me.
那个预言告诉我什么？
That the gospel of healing and deliverance will be preached in every land.
意思是说，这一个释放的福音跟医治的福音要再传扬到遍地。
Before the end comes.
直到然后末世才会来到。
And I celebrate the fact.
然后我就会欢庆这样的事实。
Every nation.
在每一个国家里面。
Every people group.
在每一个族群当中。
Will see and hear.
他们要看见，要听见。
The gospel of the kingdom come with power.
天国的福音是带着大能，带着全能临到他们中间的。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, let's get started.
好，我们要来开始了。
I want to do something a little bit different tonight.
今天我想做一个比较不一样的事。
In that I want to talk to you about communion.
我要跟你谈关于圣餐。
During worship, I felt prompted very strongly of the Lord.
在敬拜的时候呢，我就很深的被主感动。
To talk to you about this wonderful subject, communion.
来跟你们分享这个非常好的一个主题啊，就是圣餐。
My wife wrote a book that we just got copies of last week.
我的妻子刚出版一本书，是我们上礼拜才拿到的。
That is officially released in another 2 weeks, I think, 2 weeks.
那真正要发行是在两个礼拜之后才会发行的。
And it's called The Power of Communion.
他讲到的就是圣餐的大能。
She had a friend write her a couple years ago.
他有他的朋友，有一个朋友几年前写了一封信给他。
Her friend sent an email to her.
他那个朋友就写一个一封 email 电邮给他。
In the email, she said she was in the hospital.
在那个 email 里面，他这样说，他在当时在医院里面。
She was dying.
他快死了。
And she had seven problems wrong with her body.
她的身体上面有她的疾病有七种啊。
My wife wrote her back.
然后我的妻子就回她信。
Said take communion every day.
跟她说你每一天来领圣餐。
My wife and I try to take communion. We take it most every day.
我跟我的妻子是几乎是每一天领圣餐的。
So she wrote her and said take communion every day.
然后我的妻子就写给她说你每一天来领圣餐。
So she did.
然后他就开始做。
And within, I think, two or three weeks,
大概差不多两三个礼拜之后
maybe a month,
可能一个月吧
she wrote back.
他就回信了。
She said, I'm out of the hospital.
他说我已经出院了。
Everything is fine.
我的身体完全的得到医治。
It's completely healed.
完全得到医治。
All seven issues had been changed.
所有这七个症状跟七个疾病都得到改变。
Years ago, we were talking to another friend.
几年前我们在跟一个朋友在交谈的时候
She had a son that was in extreme rebellion.
他的那个人的孩子呢其实是有一个很深的一个悖逆的状态
He would curse her to her face.
他会咒骂他的母亲
And wanted nothing to do with her or her God.
然后呢跟他妈妈的信仰不想有任何的瓜葛
It was a very painful and horrible situation.
对这个妇人来说是一个非常非常艰难的一个环境
The church that she was a part of had communion, I think, maybe once a month.
那她当时所去的教会他们一个月领一次圣餐
And so she took the cup.
然后她就拿了那个圣餐
And when they were praying over the cup, she held it before the Lord.
当她拿起这个圣餐杯当他们在祷告祝谢的时候她就拿着这个杯来到神的面前
I don't remember her exact words.
我不太记得她当时的祷告词
But it was something like this.
但是好像是这样子一个祷告
The blood of Jesus is enough to cover my son.
主耶稣的宝血足够来遮盖我孩子的罪
I plead the blood of Jesus over my son.
我宣告主耶稣的宝血遮盖我孩子
As she took that cup and held it before the Lord.
他就把这个圣餐杯拿起在神的面前
To remind him of his covenant.
来提醒神跟他的孩子的约定
How many of you would agree that the Old Testament is not as good a covenant as the New Testament?
有多少人会同意旧约的这个盟约没有新约的这个盟约好
The New Testament is better.
新的盟约是更好的约定对不对
But in the old covenant,
可是在旧约里面呢
one lamb was sacrificed per household.
一只羊是足够一个家庭来吃的。
My wife and me, we have three children.
我跟我的妻子有，我中间有三个孩子。
If we lived in the old covenant days,
如果我们是活在旧约里面
we would sacrifice one lamb.
我们的家献一只羔羊
to postpone the penalty of our sin for one more year.
然后呢，这个羊就有赎罪的功效，是一年之久。
The blood of animals never dealt with sin.
我们知道动物的血没有办法解决处理罪。
It just prophesied of the Lamb of God who was coming.
它其实在发预言，讲到那个神的羔羊要除去世人罪孽的羔羊。
Who would once and for all deal with the power of sin?
因为只有神的羔羊才能够最终解决罪的问题。
So if I would have lived in the Old Testament days,
所以如果我活在过去旧约的时代
，I would not have had to sacrifice five sheep for five members of our family.
为我家庭的五个成员，我不需要献五头羊。
Because it was one lamb per household.
因为一家一只就够了。
This woman who held out that cup before the Lord.
这个妇人她把那个圣餐杯带到神的面前。
She had some measure of understanding.
她好像对这个有一丝的了解。
That it was one lamb per household.
就是一只羊为了一个家庭献上。
And so she prayed over the blood and the effect on her son.
然后她就祷告说这个宝血对我家庭成员我的儿子是有功效的。
This rebellion in him had been going on for a long time.
在他孩子生命里面的这个悖逆其实已经有很长一段时间。
And yet that Sunday morning, she held the cup before the Lord and prayed.
可是那天主日的时候，他拿着这个圣餐杯来到主面前祷告。
When the morning service was over, she returned to her home.
主日崇拜结束之后，他就回家。
A very short time afterward.
就是很短，就是在他祷告之后很短的时间。
That afternoon.
那一天的下午。
Her son called her on the phone.
他的儿子就打电话给他
repenting.
跟他认罪悔改，
asking for forgiveness，
请他的母亲原谅他，
and seeking for reconciliation，
渴望跟妈妈和好。
The bread that we take，
我们所领受吃的饼，
the cup that we take，
我们所领受的杯，
must be more than a routine，
它不是只是我们平常一个月一次的一个习惯。
It must be more than a symbolic gesture.
也不是只是一个象征的仪式。
The Apostle Paul taught on the importance of communion.
使徒保罗教导我们关于圣餐的重要。
And he said, those who eat and drink not judging correctly.
他说我们如果吃这饼喝这杯没有自己省察这个东西，
actually cause health issues in their own personal life.
其实是会带来他们自己身体上面的一些健康的问题啊。
The point is the bread and the blood.
重点是这一个饼跟这一个耶稣的宝血酒。
Testifies of the reality of the kingdom of God.
其实在见证的就是神国度的一个真实。
In which we become free and we stay free.
就是在神的国度的里面，我们成为自由，而且持续活在自由里。
What I felt I was to do tonight.
今天晚上我觉得我要做的是什么？
I've done a couple times, only a few times before in my life.
其实在我之前的讲话当中，我只做过一两，不是很多次。
I want to talk to you about my personal journey in communion.
我要跟你分享的是我个人在这个圣餐的这个事情当中，我自己的个人的心路历程。
The bread represents the body of Jesus.
那个饼代表的是主耶稣的身体。
I don't know.What your understanding is.
我不知道你对这个的理解是如何。
I don't know church tradition here.
我也不知道在台湾在华人的教会的传统是什么。
And I know my position may be controversial.
可能我的这些说法会有一些争议性吧。
But when Jesus had his disciples together,
可是当耶稣聚集他的门徒们的时候，
he broke the bread.
他擘饼。
And he said, "This is my body."
然后他说，这是我的身体。
I don't understand that.
我不太明白这个细节。
But all I need to know is that's what Jesus said.
可是我唯一需要知道的就是主耶稣所说的。
He said, "This is my body."
他说这是我的身体。
So I like to treat it as more than a symbolic element.
所以我想要对待它的方式呢，不是只是一个象征性的仪式。
I like to have reverence for it that is equal to it being.The broken body of Jesus.
我要对他有的一个敬畏的态度，就像是这是真的耶稣的身体为我破碎。
When Jesus held the cup before his disciples,
当耶稣拿起杯在门徒们面前拿起杯来说的时候，
he said, "This is my blood."
他说这是我的血。
He didn't say it represents.
他没有说这代表的是我的血。
Now I don't need to understand that.
我不需要明白这个细节是怎么发生的。
I just want to approach this moment.
我就是要来面对这一刻，
with the same reverence，
带着同样一个敬畏的态度，
that I would have if I were there on the day he was crucified，
就像是如果我在现场看见到他受苦受难钉在十字架上流血一样。
priceless blood was shed from the spotless Lamb of God，
那一个无价的那个宝血，就是神的羔羊所流出来的宝血。
Let's talk about the broken body for a minute.
我们先来讲耶稣的身体的破碎。
When I take communion, there are certain statements I like to make.
当我领受主的圣餐的时候呢，我会做一些的宣告。
There are certain confessions or proclamations I like to make.
有一些的宣告是我会做的。
We live with the conviction.That nothing happens in the kingdom until first there is a declaration.
我们里面有个很深的信念，就在神的国度里面，除非先宣告出来，不然没有任何的事会发生。
So I take that bread.
所以当我拿这个饼的时候，
and I make this confession.
我会做这样的一个宣告。
By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed.
因耶稣受的鞭伤，我已经得到医治了。
You see that torn flesh.
你要知道耶稣的身体的一个破碎。
Is because of the beating he suffered.
因为他所经历的这些的鞭伤跟所有的受苦。
The Bible says, by his stripes we were healed.
圣经上说，因他受的鞭伤，我们已经得着医治了。
He made a payment in his own personal suffering.
在他的受苦受难当中，他已经为我们付上这个代价。
That made healing available to everyone.
那个代价使我们可以来支取。
So I hold that bread.That body before the Lord.
所以我拿着这个饼在主面前的时候，我会这样说说。
And I proclaim.
我就会这样的宣告。
By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed.
因为耶稣所受的鞭伤，我已经得医治了。
Because it happened 2,000 years ago.
因为它是在2000年前发生的事。
A payment was made then for what I need now.
2000年前为我今天所可以支取所需用的已经付上了代价。
If someone were to buy you a car,
如果有人为你买一台车
they said, I went to the car dealer.
他说我去那个车商那里
I picked out a brand new car.
我为你选了一个全新的车
I paid cash for it.
然后我现金帮你付了这个车的钱
it's in your name.
然后这个车的车主呢是写你的名字
How many of you would go to the car lot to pick it up?
有多少人你会去车商那边去把那个车开回家的会不会会不会会嘛
Would you try to pay for it?
你会不会尝试再付那个车的钱啊
Why pay for what's already paid for?
已经付过的干嘛再付
We pray for the sick because we want Jesus to get what he paid for.
我们为什么为病人祷告因为我们要耶稣得到他之前付上那个代价可以得到的
He suffered a brutal beating with you and me in mind.
当他经历这些鞭伤、受苦、受难的时候，他想到的是你和我的健康。
So、I hold that broken body before the Lord.
所以我把这个耶稣的破碎的身体带到神的面前。
And I start mentioning the names of people that are in my life that need a miracle.
然后我就跟神来提，来提名一些在我生命、在我周遭生活当中一些需要他们身体上面需要神迹的人。
I hold that broken body before the Lord.
我把这个神的这耶主的破碎的身体带到主的面前。
And I say, by the stripes of Jesus,
我说因耶稣所受的鞭伤
，Mary is healed.
玛丽已经得到医治了。
Cancer, you have no place in her body.
癌细胞在她身体在她身体上面是无名无份的。
By the stripes of Jesus,
借着耶稣的鞭伤。
My friend Alan is healed.
我的朋友 Alan 已经得到医治了。
Parkinson's, you have no place in his body.
帕金森，你在他身上是没无名无份的。
And I start going through the list of friends that need a miracle.
我就为我周遭所有的朋友需要身体上面的神迹来祷告。
When I complete that list,
当我祷告完这个清单之后
I then begin to pray for divine health.
我就跟神求一个神圣的健康在我的身体里面。
Because the one thing better than divine healing is divine health.
有一个比神从神来的医治更棒的，就是从神来的健康。
I believe we're supposed to contend for divine health.
我相信我们应该跟神求，就是有一个这样的一个超自然的健康。
Jesus made it possible.
耶稣使这个超自然的健康是可以来支取的。
We need to discover this.
我们必须要发掘这个。
It needs to matter to us enough that we pray.
这必须对我们来讲是够重要的是我们向他来呼求。
Why?
为什么呢?
It would be tragic to come to the end of time.
如果当我们走到世界末了的时候才发现这是一个非常悲惨的事。
And to have the only generation that lived in divine health.
然后让唯一的世代可以活在这样从神来的一个超自然健康里。
Be Israel.
是那个时代的以色列
in the wilderness
他们在旷野里面活在超自然的健康里面
resisting God
当他们在那边悖逆抵挡神的时候
not born again
还没有重生得救的那个时代
they experienced divine health
可是他们却经历了超自然的健康哦
it was given to them
是赐给他们的
under an inferior covenant
是在一个所谓比较次等的誓约里面
The blood of Jesus testifies of a greater covenant.
耶稣的宝血证明了这是我们所有的新约是一个更美更好的约。
And so I want to be among those who ask God to release over his people an anointing for divine health.
所以我要成为那些神的百姓向神来呼求让神释放那个超自然的健康在他的百姓中间。
So for me, I hold the broken body.
所以对我来讲，我拿着主耶稣的饼，拿着主耶稣破碎的身体。
And I make this proclamation.
然后我做这样的一个宣告。
By your stripes I was healed.
接着因你受的鞭伤，我已经得医治。
But the broken body dealt with something else as well.
但是那个破碎的身体也有解决另外一个东西哦。
In Ephesians chapter 2,
在以弗所书第二章里面告诉我们什么呢？
It says there was a dividing wall between Jew and Gentile.
讲到了在犹太人跟外邦人中间有一个隔断的墙。
And Jesus bore the weight of that dividing wall upon his flesh.
耶稣把他这个隔断的墙，他也承担在他的身体上面。
The greatest divide between people groups in all of history.
你要知道，在人类的族群当中，人类历史里面最大的隔阂是什么？
Was Jew and Gentile.
就是犹太人跟外邦人。
Much greater division.Than any racial division we see today.
那比所有的种族这之间的那一个对立是更大的一个对立，就是犹太人跟外邦人之间的对立。
And the Bible declares that Jesus bore that weight of division on his own flesh.
圣经上很清楚地告诉我们，他用他自己的身体废掉了冤仇。
So I hold that broken body before the Lord.
所以我把这个主的身，这个破碎的身体带到神的面前。
And I make confession.
然后我会这样的宣告。
You bore the weight of division.
神，你已经担当了所有的分裂。
And so I'm asking now.
所以我向你来祷告。
That the division between, and then I'll mention people that are in conflict.
然后我就说，所以这个人跟这个人之间的对立，或者是他们的中间的这一个隔阂。
What you suffered is more than enough.To heal their relationship.
你所经历的苦难是足够医好他们的关系。
I've already seen a wonderful, glorious miracle of reconciliation.
我看见也见证到很多荣耀的和好跟关系的修复。
By praying this way,
透过我这样的祷告带下来很大的和好。
I would like to see the people of God pray for this.
我很渴望看见神的百姓也用这样的一个方式来祷告。
God, your suffering on the cross made unity possible.
神，你在十字架上已经灭了冤仇，使两煞可以合而为一，可以进到合一的关系。
You bore the weight of division on your own flesh.
那个隔断的墙，你是用你的身体去废掉的。
You bore the judgment that made unity possible.
你承受了一切分裂、一切隔阂的审判，以至于合一，是我们可以进到那样的关系里。
And then I moved to the blood.
然后我就来领受主的。
The confession I like to make when I hold the blood before the Lord.
当我拿着主的杯来到神的面前，我所做的宣告是这样的一个宣告。
There's actually two of them.
其实我会做两方面的宣告。
The first one is the blood of Jesus sets me free.
第一个宣告是耶稣的宝血使我得自由。
I want you to say that.
我让你跟我一起这样说。
The blood of Jesus sets me free.
耶稣的宝血使我得自由。
Say it again.
再说一次好不好？耶稣的宝血使我得自由。
Say it again.
再说一次，耶稣的宝血使我得自由。
One more time.
再说一次好不好？耶稣的宝血使我得自由。
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't have you say, "As for me and my house." We will serve the Lord.
我没有让你说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
I want you to say that.
可是我也要你这样说。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定要侍奉耶和华。来。
That's the second confession that I make.
这是我做的第二个宣告。
When I hold.The blood before the Lord.
当我拿着主的杯，拿着主的宝血在神的面前。
The first, the blood of Jesus sets me free.
第一个宣告是主耶稣的宝血使我得自由。
But the second one, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
第二个宣告是至于我和我的家，我们必定要侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家。我们必定要侍奉耶和华。
I want you to say that again. As for me and my house,
我要你再宣告一次好不好？至于我和我家，我们必要侍奉耶和华。
Say it again.
再说一次。至于我和我家，我必 侍奉耶和华。
One more time.
再一次，至于我和我家，我们。
When I hold the blood before the Lord,
当我拿着主的杯、主的血在主的面前的时候
，I pray for my son Eric and his wife Candace.
我就为我的儿子 Eric 跟我的媳妇 Candace 祷告。
I pray for great wisdom to come upon them.
我祷告跟神求极大的智慧在他们的身上。
If there are specific needs, I pray for that.
如果他们有特别的需要，我为他们祷告。
I pray for their two daughters.
我为他们的两个女儿祷告。
Kennedy and Selah.
Kennedy 跟 Selah.
And I ask the Lord to give them a heart to know Him.
我为他们祷告，求神给他们一个渴望认识神的心。
You see, it's a promise from Jeremiah 24.
你要知道，这是从耶利米书第二十四章的一个应许。
In Jeremiah 24, the Lord spoke and He said, "And I will give them a heart to know Me."
在耶利米书第二十四章，神这样说：“我要给他们一个渴慕认识我的心智。”
I prayed that since my children were small.
当我孩子还小的时候，我就这样的为他们祷告。
God, give them a heart to know You.
神，你给他们一个心智，是渴望认识你的心智。
And He did.
然后他就真的这样的给他们。
So now I pray the same prayer for my grandchildren.
所以我也用同样的祷告为我的孙子们、孙女们祷告。
And so I pray for Kennedy and Selah.
所以我为 Kennedy 跟 Selah 我这两个孙女祷告。
And then I pray for my son Brian and his wife Jen.
然后我也为我的第二个儿子，就是 Brian 跟他的媳妇，跟我的媳妇 Jen 来祷告。
They have four children.
他们有四个孩子。
Haley, Taya, Braden, and Moses.
Haley, Taylor, Braden, and Moses.
Moses was just adopted a little while back.
他们第四个孩子 Moses 是最近他们才领养的孩子。
And I pray that God would give them a heart to know Him.
我祷告这四个孩子，他们都神给他们一个渴慕认识他的心智。
I ask the Lord to teach my grandchildren His ways.
我祷告求神教导我的孙子们神的道路。
I ask the Lord to speak to them in a way where they would recognize His voice.
我也祷告求神对他们说话，以致他们可以认出这是神在对他们说话。
Then I do the same for my daughter Leah and her husband Gabe.
然后我也这样的为我的女儿 Leah 跟我的女婿 Gabe 祷告。
And their four children.
还有他们的四个孩子。
Judah, Diego, Bella, and Cruz.
Judah, Diego, Bella, and Cruz.
It's simple.
很简单。
But it's vital that you and I stand with faith.
但是很关键的是，我们要站立在信心里。
And we make proclamation.
然后我们做这样的信心的宣告。
Do you remember in the Bible when John the Baptist's dad prophesied over John?
你记不记得在圣经里面讲到施洗约翰的父亲在为施洗约翰发预言的时候说到什么吗
？John was 8 days old.
施洗约翰那个时候才八天大。
And his father prophesied over him.
然后他的父亲为他发预言。
How much of that prophecy did John understand?
我们要问的问题是对八岁的约翰来说，这个预言有多少他理解的？八天大的他
，nothing.
其实他都听不懂，对不对
？It just needed to be said.
可是这个预言是需要被宣告出来的。
Some things just need to be said.
有一些事情就是需要我们宣告出来。
As for me and my house,
至于我和我的家
we will serve the Lord.
我们必要侍奉耶和华。
You drive a stake in the ground.
就好像把那个钉子打在这个地上。
It's a statement of faith.
那是一个信心的宣言。
As for me and my house,
至于我和我家
we will serve the Lord.
我们必侍奉耶和华。
See the broken body in the blood of Jesus.
你要知道，耶稣的破碎的身体跟耶稣的宝血
is all that was needed.
是我们唯一所需要的
to ensure complete total salvation for every person.
可以确保每一个人经历全然全人的一个救赎。
I love praying over my family.
我很喜欢为我的家人家庭祷告。
But I'm not sure that you need much instruction there.
但是我相信，其实这个。这方面的教导你大概不太需要。
We all instinctively know to pray for our families.
我们都知道，我们直觉性的都知道，我们需要为我们的家庭家人祷告。
This next part of my time in communion is really why I felt I was supposed to talk to you.
那可是在领圣餐的接下来这个步骤，其实是我今天主要要跟你们分享的。
There are several people that are leaders of major ministries.
有一些的领袖在在美国，他们是很大的事工的那些的领袖。
Who have written books against me?
他们有写一些的书籍是攻击我的。
They have conferences where they try to expose me and Bethel.
然后他们也办一些的特会来攻击我们的教会跟攻击我。
They have radio talk shows.
他们有一些的广播的节目。
And they work hard to destroy any credibility that Bethel and our team might have.
他们很认真的努力来攻击有任何关于我们的部分能够把我们的所有的信誉完全拆毁。
So I look forward to this moment every time I take communion.
所以我每一次领圣餐的时候，到这个步，到接下来这个步骤，是我很期待的一个步骤。
The book of Proverbs says that you never criticize a slave or servant to their master.
在箴言告诉我们说，你永远不会跟他一个主人抱怨他的仆人。
These leaders who have opposed me are servants of God.
这些抵挡我的这些的领袖都是神的仆人。
If it was a cult leader or something, it wouldn't have any effect.
如果他们是一些邪教的领袖，那其实对我的影响就不大了。
But these are people I will spend eternity with.
那这些人，这些领袖是我在永恒当中要跟他们永恒，在永恒里面一起度过。
Only because they're not in charge.
那感谢神，不是因为那个，但是因为永恒不是他们掌管的啊。
And so when I take the bread and the cup,
所以当我在领受主的饼跟杯的时候
，I pray for these men.
我会为这些的领袖祷告。
And I ask the Lord to prosper them.
我会求神来兴盛他们。
Spirit, soul, and body.
灵魂体的兴盛。
That they would never have.A need unfulfilled in their life.
在我们生命当中，没有任何的需要是没有被满足的。
I then ask the Lord to help them to have children and grandchildren that love Him with all of their hearts.
然后我也为他们祷告祝福，让他们的孩子跟他们孩子们的孩子都是爱慕神、侍奉神的。
I pray that these leaders would have the joy.Of knowing what it is to have children who love God.
然后我也为这些领袖们祷告，让他们知道他们的孩子们爱主的那种喜乐是什么样的滋味。
And grandchildren who love God.
有那些孙子们爱主的滋味是一个什么样的滋味
？I ask the Lord to fulfill their dreams, their biggest dreams.
我祷告，我跟神祷告，求神满足他们里面最大的梦想跟最大的渴望。
And I take that time to serve and to pray for them.
我就特别花那段时间是来服侍他们，来为他们祷告。
All the zeal that they demonstrate in trying to attack me，
所有他们透过他们攻击我所彰显出来的那些热切跟对神的热心啊
，is actually their zeal for the Lord。
其实代表的是他们对主的热心。
They're demonstrating their zeal for the Lord.
他们其实是彰显他们对主的热心而已啊。
Of course, I don't think they're right.
当然，我不觉得他们是对的。
But it is a zeal for God.
可是他们却热，这是他们对神的一个热心的表现。
And so I try to honor that zeal before the Lord.
所以我就在主的面前尝试要尊荣他们的热心。
And pray that the Lord would fulfill the dreams of their life.
然后我祷告求神能够满足他们生命里面最大的梦想。
One of these men is suffering from a very horrible disease right now.
其中有一位这个领袖，他其实现在身体上在一个很严重的疾病里面。
And so I pray for his healing, for the miracle in his body.
所以我常常我就为他的医治跟他身体上所需要的神迹祷告。
The point I'm trying to make.
我尝试要讲的是什么？
Is that communion is a powerful moment?
就是领圣餐是一个非常大有能力的一个关键时刻。
And I don't want to have anything in my heart that accuses another person.
我不要我的心里面有任何的一些的黑暗是在控告定其他弟兄的罪。
I don't want to have anything in me that.Is jealous of another person.
我也不要我里面有任何一丝的黑暗是对
彼此关系的一个竞争，或者是在嫉妒谁，
or is resentful or bitter towards another person，
或者是对神有对谁有任何的憎恨或者是苦毒。
It's tragic to hold the blood of Jesus before him。
当我们拿着主的血、主的宝血在神主的面前的时候，
that which cleanses us from all sin，
那个可以洁净洗净我们一切罪的宝血。
And yet have accusations in our heart towards another person.
可是我们心里面却对另外一个弟兄带着苦毒跟不饶恕跟控告。
This meal of bread and juice.
这个圣餐主的饼跟主的杯。
This body and blood of Jesus.
耶稣的身体跟耶稣的宝血。
Was the payment.For our salvation.
是他为我们付上的代价，买赎我们进到这个救恩里。
I can't afford to have accusations in my heart.Towards other people.
我没有办法允许我心里面对任何其他人有控告跟论断。
The blood of Jesus sets free.
因为耶稣的宝血使我得自由了。
Jesus was perfect.
耶稣是完美的。
And he suffered opposition.
可是他也面对到抵挡跟敌人。
How can I think I would never suffer opposition?
我怎么会觉得我的人生当中不会有人抵挡我？
When I am so far from perfect.
因为我又没有像耶稣那样完美，耶稣都有敌人了，何况我呢？
I think part of the challenge for us.
我觉得对我们来说最大最困难或者是最大的一个挑战是什么？
Is the Lord longs for us to learn how to navigate the challenges that we face in life.
主要我们学习怎么样在我们人生当中所面对到的挑战当中，仍然能够继续往前行。
Every one of us have experienced loss.
我们每个人都经历过失落。
Every one of us have experienced criticism.
我们每个人都经历过批评论断。
Every one of us have experienced betrayal.
我们每个人也都经历过背叛。
If I can't navigate through loss,
如果我没有办法顺利地面对我人生当中的失落，
by demonstrating my trust in God,
在失落当中仍然显出我对神的依靠。
I can't be trusted with the gain he wants to release into my life.
如果我没有办法正确的管理那个失落，我也没有办法管理神要在我生命里面带给我的加增。
I navigate loss with trust.
我在失落当中借着依靠信赖他。
Giving thanks in the middle of all situations.
在任何的环境境况当中学习感谢他。
Maintaining a heart of trust.
让我的心里面仍然在一个信赖的关系里面。
Conquering loss gives me gain.
我能够胜过我生命当中的失落，就可以让我得着他要给我的祝福跟加增。
None of us like to be criticized.
我们没有一个人喜欢被论断跟批评的。
It's never any fun.
被别人批评论断一点都不好玩。
But learning how to pastor my own heart.
可是在被面对批评论断的当下，怎么样管理好我的心态
to navigate through criticism.
能够面对人的批评论断，还继续在过程当中保守我的心
is vital for me to come into breakthrough.
是预那个预备好我进到神要预备给我的突破里。
Because if I don't know how to navigate criticism,
因为如果我不知道怎么样面对人对我的批评论断
，I can't be trusted with praise.
神没有办法信赖把人的赞美放在我身上哦。
See, the Lord has designed us.
神创造我们
to be honored with praise.
是要用 是用别人给我们的赞美来尊荣我们的。
Every one of us need affirmation.
我们每一个人都需要肯定的言语。
God is the one who designed praise to affirm us.
神设计整个的赞美，其实就是要透过赞美来带来肯定我们的效果。
He's the one who will boldly proclaim over us.
他也是会在我们身上来这样的宣告的。
Well done, good and faithful servant.
他会说：“你做得好，这忠心又良善的仆人。”
What is that?
这是什么？
That's praise.
这是赞美啊。
Those are words of affirmation.
这就是肯定的言语，不是吗？
Because that's how the kingdom of God works.
因为神的国度就是这样的运行的。
But if I can't navigate criticism,
可是如果我没有办法在批评论断当中继续往前走。
I can't be trusted with the level of honor that he would like to release into my life.
我就没有办法被托付他要给我的那个尊荣啊。
And the last one is the hardest.
可是最后一个是最困难的了。
It's betrayal.
就是面对到背叛。
It's where you've had somebody that you've trusted that is close to you.
就是一个你所信赖在你身边当中非常非常亲密的人。
And they turn against you.
可是他们却背叛了你。
That's not any fun for anyone.
对我们在座任何人来说，这一点都不好，对不对？
But Jesus himself was betrayed.
可是耶稣他自己也被背叛。
And he was perfect.
他是完美的，都经历背叛。
We experience these kinds of things in life.
这是我们人生当中都会面对到的，不是吗？
And if I become bitter in betrayal,
可是当我进到别人的背叛的时候，我选择进入到苦读里。
I can't be trusted with what God wants to release into my life.
我就没有办法进入到神原本托付要赐给我生命里面的。
He wants to surround me with loyal friends.
他其实他渴望是在我生命当中周围有一些忠心忠诚的朋友们。
But if I can't trust him when I'm betrayed,
可是当我被背叛的时候，我没有办法继续信赖他的话。
I will probably not maintain my trust in him when I'm surrounded by loyal friends.
在忠诚的朋友的中间，我可能也没有办法继续信赖。
See, the Lord is trying to build in us a Christ-like nature.
神尝试要在我们的生命里面要建造的是基督的性情啊。
People who are able to respond to various situations in life.
在不同的生活当中会面对到的环境里面有一些正确的回应。
For example, the Apostle Paul made a statement about his own life.
比如说使徒保罗这样说关于他自己。
He said, "I've learned to abound."
我知道怎么样处富足。
And I've learned to be abased or to go without.
我知道怎么样处缺乏。
I've learned how to have abundance.
我怎么样知道在一个富足当中是怎么样的。
I've learned how to be in great need.
我也知道怎么样在缺乏里面来面对。
And then he gives us the key.
他告诉我们的秘诀是什么？
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
When I have lack,
当我在缺乏里面。
I know I need God.
我知道我很需要神。
I pray really good when I lack.
当我在缺乏里面，我的祷告是非常好、非常认真的祷告。
My prayers are very bold.
我的祷告也是非常大胆、勇敢的祷告。
Very aggressive.
是非常激进的祷告。
But Paul stated that he needed God's strength when he abounded just as much as when he lacked.
而保罗在说的是，当他在富足当中，他需要神的，他对神的那个需要，就如同他在缺乏里面对神的需要是一模一样的。
We know that we need God's help when we're hurting.
当我们在受伤的里面，我们知道我们需要神的帮助。
We know we need His strength if we're suffering physically.
因为我们在疾病的里面说，我们知道我们需要神的力量来帮助我们。
We know we need provision if we're suffering financially.
如果我们在财务上面是缺乏的，我们知道我们需要神的供应。
But most of us don't know that as much when we are having abundance.
可是当我们在富足跟丰盛的里面，我们好像不觉得我们那么需要神。
When we're being praised or applauded or honored by many.
我们被人用赞美、用鼓掌来尊荣的时候，我们就觉得我们不是那么需要神。
Our maturity is often measured.
我们属灵的成熟度是怎么样看得见的？
By how well we understand we need God in abundance as much as when we're in need.
是当我们在富足跟富裕当中，我们多需要神，就如同我们在缺乏跟贫穷里面需要神一样，来看出我们属灵的成熟。
In fact, if you look at church history,
如果你看教会历史的话。
You will find that people did pretty good when they lacked.
你会发现，当他们在缺乏里面的时候，教会通常的样子都还不错。
They prayed faithfully.
因为他们会忠心的持守的祷告。
They cried out to God.
他们会不断向神来呼求。
But oftentimes throughout history,
可是很多的时候，我们在教会历史上面看见到的是什么？
When the level of blessings increased on their lives,
当神在他们生命当中的祝福不断的加增的时候，
they didn't pray as much.
他们就没有再像往常那么多的祷告。
They weren't as dependent.
他们也没有像往常一样那么依赖神。
They didn't see their need for God continuously.
他们没有继续寻求神来满足他们一切所需。
Many years ago, we sent teams behind the Iron Curtain of the Soviet Union.
很多年前，我们差派我们的短宣队去到当时苏联政权的里面。
And they would smuggle Bibles into believers.
他们就会偷渡圣经带给那边的信徒。
And they would attend their church services.
然后我们的弟兄姐妹会参加他们的教的聚会。
And in one particular country that they would go to,
在那个苏联政权当中，其中一个国家他们去的地方，
they would bring in Bibles,
他们带圣经去那里，
medical supplies,
带一些医疗器具
things that the people didn't have much of.
医疗器材就是一些他们平常没有的东西。
And then on Sunday they would go to their public meeting.
然后礼拜天的时候会去他们聚集聚会的地方。
The building was as full as you could possibly imagine.
然后他们聚会的地方，那个人挤到一个地步是你没有办法想象的。
People were standing everywhere.
每一个都挤满，站满了人。
But when the Iron Curtain fell,
可是当这个苏联政权瓦解之后
，and the pressure of communism was no longer on the church.
然后那个共产主义的压力不再逼迫教会的时候。
We sent another team.
我们又派一个短宣队去到他们中间。
And the church wasn't full.
教会没有充满了人呢。
When they were persecuted, it was full.
当他们之前被逼迫的时候，教会充满了人。
But when they weren't under pressure,
当他们不在压力当下了，
it wasn't full anymore.
教会不再充满了人。
People had freedom to do other things.
人们现在有自由，可以做很多其他的事情。
They suddenly had the luxury of time.
他们就突然有很多的时间在他们手上。
They had the luxury of choice.
他们有很多的选择是他们可以做的。
And they just didn't realize they needed God more when they were blessed than when they were in need.
他们没有认出，当他们蒙福的时候，其实跟以前一样，甚至更需要神啊。
I believe that the Lord wants to bless you and me.More than we want to be blessed.
我真的相信神渴望祝福你和我的生命是远超过我们所求所想。
I think He dreams about our blessing more than we could ever possibly dream.
我相信他做梦想到我们所经历的祝福是远超过我们可以想象。
In fact, the Scripture that testifies to this reality,
甚至圣经里面也这样的告诉我们。
Is Ephesians 3:20.
就是以弗所书第三章第二十节。
He says that God would do abundantly for us.
神要为我们成就的。
Beyond all we could ask for.
是超乎我们所求。
Or think of.
所想的。
Ask is our prayer life.
求是讲到我们的祷告生活。
He said, I want to go past your biggest prayer.
他说我要成就的是超过你做最伟大的祷告。
And then he says, beyond all you could think.
也是超过你所想的。
That's our imagination.
所想讲到就是我们的想象力。
So God says, I want to go past your greatest imagination.
所以说我要成就的是远超过你想象力最高可以想到的。
And I want to go past your greatest prayer of faith.
我要成就的是超过你信心可以做最伟大的祷告。
And that's the measure that I want to bless you.
我要祝福你的程度是这样的一个程度。
But does it make sense to you?
可是你知道我在说什么吗？
That He doesn't want blessing to destroy us.
神不要他在我们生命里面的祝福毁掉我们，毁
了
我们。
He wants His blessings on our life to endear us to Him.
他要在我们生命里面的祝福是让我们更靠近、更贴近他的。
We don't have communion supplies here.
今天我们临时没有办法预备这个主的饼跟杯啊。
But I actually want us to pray together as though we did.
可是我想让我们一起来回应，一起来祷告，就好像我们有主的饼跟杯在我们手上一样。
I felt very specifically I was to talk to you about that.
我很清楚从神那边领受要跟大家分享，就是关于主的圣餐。
You
应该不够吧？没关系。
It's okay.
没关系，没关系，好，那个大概也不够。
If you have enough for everybody,
如果你可以把它变成五饼，没有 OK.
We just pray it multiplies, right? Yeah.
祷告它可以喂饱所有的人呢。
But here's what I want us to do tonight.
我今天晚上我们要一起来做的是什么？
I want us individually to strengthen our confidence in the suffering of Christ for our health.
我要我们个人，我们能够更相信主耶稣为我们所受的苦、受的难，可以带给我们个人的健康。
So I want to ask you to stand.
我要邀请你从位上站起来。
By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed.
因耶稣所受的鞭伤，我们已经得着医治。
I want you to say it.
我让你跟我说。
Do you believe that?
你真的相信吗？
His payment of suffering.
他受苦，他的受难的代价。
Was it enough for every disease?
是否足够买赎所有疾病的健康，所有疾病的医治？
Do you have a family member or a friend that needs a miracle?
你有没有认识的家人或者是朋友是需要经历身体上面的神迹？
Yes.
是有吗？
Then I want you to proclaim.
我要你来宣告。
I want you to prophesy over them.
我要你对他们发预言。
By the stripes of Jesus.
因耶稣受的鞭伤。
Then mention their name.
然后就宣告他们的名字出来，他们已经得医治。
Mary is healed.
就在他们身上有医治。
By the stripes of Jesus, Mark is healed.
你说因耶稣受的鞭伤，然后把他的名字讲出来，已经得着医治。
Cancer has no authority in his body.
癌细胞在他身体上面无权无份。
Deaf ears be opened in Jesus' name.
耳聋奉主耶稣的名要打开。
By the stripes of Jesus, he is healed.
因耶稣受的鞭伤，他已经得到医治。
Just bring your family and friends before the Lord.
把你的家人跟朋友带到主的面前。
But make specific proclamation.
然后做具体的宣告。
By the stripes of Jesus.
因耶稣的受的鞭伤。
They are healed.
他们得着了医治。
Just continue to mention by name.
继续具体的为他们提名来宣告。
Whoever the Lord brings to mind.
谁让你想到谁，就为他们的身体来祷告。
I believe the healing presence of Jesus is here.
我相信主耶稣医治的同在就在我们中间。
The Lord is healing a woman in the female organs.
主正在医治我们当中一位妇人你里面那个那个妇女会有的一些的器官。
There's been an unusual amount of bleeding that Jesus is healing.
我们当中有些人你有不断的一个血漏的一个问题，耶稣现在正在医治你。
He's delivering people of affliction in the digestive organs.
然后我们在消化器官上面有任何的不正常的，现在神正在医治。
There are problems in digestion.
在你整个的消化系统当中有任何状况、任何问题的。
That is from the devil.
那是从仇敌来的攻击。
And we're making proclamation.
我们正在做一个宣告。
By the stripes of Jesus.
因耶稣受的鞭伤。
The affliction on the digestive system ends tonight.
消化系统上面所有的问题今天就要终止。
There's issues with the heart.
有些心脏有问题的。
Palpitations, arrhythmia.
可能心律不整或者是一些心脏的问题。
Arteries, not good blood flow.
或者是你的这个血液有阻塞的。
And we just make declaration.
我们就奉主耶稣的名做宣告。
By the stripes of Jesus.
因耶稣受的鞭伤。
The heart is healed.
心脏得到医治。
Come back into divine order.
心脏进入到神圣的这个正确的恢复里面。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
The Lord Jesus is healing arthritis.
耶稣正在医治关节炎。
There is affliction in the joints.
就在你的关节当中有任何的疼痛的。
And we just declare.
我们就宣告。
By the stripes of Jesus.
因耶稣受的鞭伤。
Arthritis is healed.
关节炎得到医治。
By the stripes of Jesus,
因耶稣受的鞭伤
cancer must go.
癌细胞、癌症要离开
cancer must go. There are several people here.
我们当中有一些的人。
Who have suffered head trauma, brain trauma?
你可能有一些头部一些的重创，或者是一些头部的一些的状况。
Either through accident or disease.
可能是透过疾病或者是一些的意外。
It's been very difficult to concentrate.
你要让你专心，你很难专注，很难专心。
Very difficult to remember things.
然后你的记忆也受损，要记得一些东西是很困难的。
And I want to declare over you.
我也要在你对你来宣告。
The Lord Jesus heals you.
耶稣医治了你。
The head trauma is broken.
你的头部的重创的带来的这些症状已经得到医治。
We send that infirmity back to its source in Jesus' name.
我们斥着这个疾病要回到它的来源。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, as though we had the cup.
好像就现在我们就拿起我们的杯
the cup of the new covenant,
就是这新约的杯
the blood of Jesus.
主耶稣的宝血
I want you to make confession.
我要你做这样的宣告
As for me and my house,
至于我和我家
We will serve the Lord.
我们必要侍奉耶和华
I want you to take just a couple minutes to pray for each family member.
我要你花一点的时间为你家庭的每一个成员来祷告。
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay.
好。
I want us to make confession over our families again.
我要我们再一次对我们的家庭来宣告。
I want us to make this profession of faith once again.
我们要再一次做这样的一个信心的宣言。
As for me and my house,
至于我和我家,
we will serve the Lord.
我们必侍奉耶和华。
Pray for the blessing of the Lord.
我要你现在来祷告，祷告神的祝福。
On people who have opposed you,
临到那些过去抵挡你的人
，betrayed you,
背叛你的人
，suffered heartache,
让你心痛心碎的人。
I don't want you just to say I forgive them.
我不要你只是祷告说我饶恕你。
I want you to pray God's favor on their life.
我要你祷告神的恩宠临到他们身上。
You may say, "Well, Bill, they're dead. They died years ago."
你可能说 Bill 他们已经死去了很多年了
Then don't pray for them.
那就不要为他们祷告
We don't pray for the dead.
我们不会为死人祷告啊
But seriously, pray for their family.
可是就为他们的家人祷告
And if they're descendants,
为他们的后代孩子们祷告
Pray for the blessing of the Lord to be on their lives.
让神的祝福可以临到他们生命里面
Don't hold anything against anyone.
不要在里面心里面有任何的苦毒跟不饶恕、啊、
Whoever the Lord brings to mind right now
是让你想到谁
I want you to pray for their health
我要你为他们祷告他们的健康
For their family
为他们祷告他们的家庭
For their finances
他们的财务
If they're a believer
如果他们是信耶稣的
Then pray for their ministry
也为他们的事工祷告
But only prayencouraging things.
但是要祷告的是鼓励激励人的事
Don't accuse them.
不要控告定他们的罪
Now, you don't have to remember everybody in your life.
你不需要想起你生命当中所有每一个人
But maybe take the top two or three people that the Lord brings to mind.
可能把那个第一个第二个或者是让主让你想起的前三个
And as though you were washing their feet.
这样的一个祷告就好像你在为他们洗脚一样
Humbling yourself to wash their feet.
谦卑你自己来为他们洗脚。
I want you to serve them.
我要你来服侍他们。
Let's do that now.
我们一起来这样的祷告。
Okay, you did good.
你们做得非常好。
It's so liberating to live this way.
你能够这样的生活是非常非常的棒跟自由的。
If it's not your practice already,
如果你没有这样的一个操练在你生命里面，
I want to encourage you to take communion often.
我要鼓励你常常来领圣餐。
It's important to be reminded.
因为很重要的是，我们常常需要被提醒啊。
Of His suffering for us.
就是他为我们所受的苦难。
He became empty so we could be full.
他掏空了自己，以及我们可以经历一个充满的人生啊。
He became broken so we could be restored.
他经历了破碎，以及我们可以经历和好跟恢复。
He was despised so we could be celebrated.
他被羞辱被轻看，以及我们可以经历到的是被欢庆被呵护。
He bore affliction that we could be healed.
他经历了这些的鞭伤，以及我们可以得到医治。
He became sin that we could become righteous.
他为我们成为罪，好叫我们在他们里面可以经历到他的公义。
It's an unending list.
这个清单是无止境的。
Everything was settled at the cross.
所有这一切在十字架上都解决了。
All provision was made.
所有的供应都已经完成了。
For us to have life now and eternity.
让我们可以在今生跟在永恒经历那丰盛的生命。
I want us to do one more thing before we end.
在我们结束之前，我们还要再做另外一件事。
I want you just to either grab a hand or put a hand on the shoulder of someone next to you.
然后你可以牵起旁边的手，或者把手搭在他们的肩膀上面，就是。
And I want you to ask the Lord to help that person on your right and your left.
我要你跟神祷告，求神来帮助你左边跟右边的弟兄姐妹。
That they would be ministers of grace.
让他们成为神恩典的大使。
Ministers of reconciliation.
然后来带下神和好的工作。
That God would help them
to
navigate this part of life.
能够面对人生当中的这些的困难。
So just serve them right now with your prayers.
现在借着你的祷告来服侍他们好吗？
天父，感谢你，你的同在何等美好，让你的儿女经历在地如在天，许多打从心里所发出来的祷告，在你的面前，主啊，都是馨香的活祭，主啊，都是你所悦纳，你必定在你的信实和你的爱里回应这些真真切切在你面前倾心吐意的祷告。谢谢你，我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣的名 ，Amen， Amen。弟兄姐妹、牧者们可以请坐。神真的是一位非常信实良善的神。Bill 牧师所分享神带来的医治，真的好像不是这样的，在属灵的层面里去聆听到的医治，是这么真实、这么自然的，让我们去接触到神迹里的医治。就在这个信实的同时，8:33，我收到一位姐妹传给我的讯息，她跟我分享了她就在半个小时之前，她遇见的一个异象。这个姐妹在生命里遇见了一件非常伤痛、令她伤痛的事情。那么神亲自的安慰她，她在非常沮丧的状况下，浅浅的入眠，耳边听着 Hillsong 的一首歌叫。There be light， 于是他睡着。在睡着的过程中间，他看见了一个异象，耶稣与他面对面而坐，耶稣看着他的眼神清澈无比，没有一丝怀疑，仿佛看见耶稣的同人里，他看着耶稣的同人，像看到了整个宇宙和星河。耶稣注视着我，手中的工作没有停歇。我低下头，发现我的脚前散落一地碎玻璃，耶稣一片片的拾起。我好奇他在做什么，最后竟把这些碎片修修补补成一个精致的玻璃瓶，然后推到我面前，对我露齿一笑。那玻璃瓶是我，我霎时明白。耶稣对他说，你现在去听一下歌词。我按下重播键，开始认真听歌词，就越听越难忍住泪水。每一句，耶稣对他说，每一句唱完，我就把那一句划掉，因为你不再需要了。他与耶稣争辩，可是我真的很失败，我做错很多决定，我觉得我不够格站在这里跟你再要恩典。耶稣轻轻的一笑，再次深深的望向我。耶稣对我说，我从来没有怀疑过你，对你没有任何的疑问。过去十架的代价付上了，不会再收回，你不用为过去后悔，你在我眼里没有黑暗。他对耶稣忍不住抱怨说，可是粘补过的玻璃瓶很丑。耶稣给他的最后一句话是， You are the beauty from the ashes, just there be light. 你是那个灰烬中，虽然你在灰烬中，但是你却是美丽的，就让你的生命继续的发亮发光吧。主，是这个生命是有价值的，无论他遇见了什么样的这个见证，然后跟他有一点对话的时候，我不感觉到我在这个地上，我被他的见证似乎带到了神的同在里面，真的很深的被触摸，神的爱真真切切的在我们的面前。相信在今天晚上，医治也会真真切切的临到我们。阿们。不是在属灵很深奥的奥秘里面，不是在我们千求万求都求不到的里面，是在神的爱里真真切切的自然而然的要发生在我们的身体、我们的心、我们的灵的每一个层面。阿们。感谢天父，感谢天父。